On Capitol Hill today, investigators laid out more details about the dealings of Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff. They presented new information about how Abramoff and consultant Michael Scanlon collected and spent tens of millions of dollars from Indian tribes they represented. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, the details range from the comical to the potentially indictable.
Jack Abramoff had been lobbying for the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians for several years before the questions began. Nell Rogers, a planner for the tribe, told the Senate Indian Affairs Committee today that they previously had a good working relationship. She had another word for the way it turned out. Betrayal.
Betrayal of the tribe's trust, betrayal of those of us who worked with him. It's an extraordinary story of betrayal, of deliberately building trust and then betraying it.
Emails released by the committee showed that Abramoff and Scanlon had a system they called Gimme Five. The committee chairman, Arizona Republican John McCain, cited email between Abramoff and Scanlon to illustrate how Gimme Five worked.
The two had charged the Mississippi Choctaw $7.7 million for projects in 2001. Of that amount, Mr. Scanlon spent $1.2 million for the efforts. He and Mr. Abramoff split an astounding $6.5 million.
That would be 15% services, 85% profit. The committee's ranking Democrat, Byron Dorgan of North Dakota, said that explained what Gimme Five meant.
It means I'm taking a cut of this. We're going to slice away a part of this for my bank account.
Abramoff and Scanlon were not at the hearing. They first invoked their right not to testify when the Indian Affairs Committee held hearings last fall. A spokesman for Abramoff did issue a written statement. He said the committee hearing, coming on top of a Justice Department criminal investigation, put Abramoff in an impossible situation. He said any fair reading of Mr. Abramoff's career would show that his clients gained immense benefits from his work. Those benefits never came up today. What emerged instead were stories of surprise at where the Choctaw money went. Again, tribal planner Nell Rogers.
The tribe has never authorized any payment for the purpose of sending any member of Congress on any golf trip anywhere, and this includes the widely reported Scotland trip.
She was referring to a trip taken by Abramoff and House Majority Leader Tom DeLay to the St. Andrews Golf Course. It was financed with money the Choctaws gave to a think tank, the National Center for Public Policy Research, which became the payer of record for the trip. McCain questioned the center's director, Amy Ridenour. She said she'd known Abramoff for 17 years before she put him on the center's board.
Do you believe Mr. Abramoff lied to you?
Certainly. I don't know how I could reach any other conclusion at this point in time.
You believe that he may have defrauded the tribe?
Certainly I do.
You think he may have defrauded the NCPPR?
Certainly I do.
Ridenour said she hasn't spoken to Abramoff since October. The Choctaw also found out recently that they gave money to Republican consultant Ralph Reed's campaign for lieutenant governor in Georgia. Reed is a friend and business associate of Abramoff. It also turns out the tribe gave money to a private school Abramoff was associated with and to a friend of Abramoff's in Israel whose business is training snipers. The Choctaw did know they were paying the American International Center, a business set up by consultant Michael Scanlon. They just didn't know what it was. McCain questioned David Grosh, a childhood friend of Scanlon's, about how he became that company's chief officer.
And what happened? He approached you in some way?
Phone call.
And said,
"Do you want to be head of an international corporation?" It's a hard one to turn down.
Grosh said he currently works at preschools, construction sites, and Rehoboth Beach bars. McCain said today he plans one more hearing on the Abramoff matter before issuing a report. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.